Chapter 11. Glowing for it.
There's nothing that would make me happier than to swing you around to the beat of a two-step, my darling.
Farmer Crispy leaned in and nuzzled old Delilah, knocking off his straw hat in the process. But he didn't care. She held him close, resting her head upon Farmer Crispy's shoulder so that her face was still visible to Lyra. Delilah's expression was strange. She was smiling, but stiff. A moment later, Delilah's eyes began to glow a neon blue color.
Bon Bon, look, Lyra whispered. That's not normal.
Sure it is, Bon Bon replied in disbelief, but not for a pony.
Delilah smirked as she pulled away from Apple Crispy. He slumped down, exhausted.
Are you all right, Crispy? She said sweetly. You look mighty tired. Shall I come back later?
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
The pony farmer barely managed to speak the words before collapsing into an exhausted heap on the front porch. He began to snore. Delilah smiled. She wasn't surprised at this development in the slightest. The mare proceeded to pick up her basket of fritters and trot off back down toward town, humming the same tune as before. As soon as she was gone, Lyra and Bon Bon burst from the bushes.
Delilah is the changeling, they said in unison.
We have to alert Agent Furlong immediately, Lyra called out, galloping after Bon Bon. At that moment, Bon Bon realized her best friend was right. There was no way they could take a changeling by themselves. They had to follow orders. The two ponies ducked around the back corner of a building, and Bon Bon took out her communicator watch. Lyra watched her friend as she tapped the face with her hoof, and it lit up green and red.
Message to Agent Furlong, Bon Bon barked. Are you there?
The watch blinked and buzzed for ages, but there was no response. Bon Bon let out a frustrated grunt and tried another series of buttons.
Message to Operation Swiss Cheese, Special Agent Sweetie Drops, Appaloosa unit here. The holes are in the cheese. I repeat, the holes are in the cheese.
The watch made a scratchy noise, which, according to Agent Furlong, meant some pony was listening.
One more thing. There is a square dance here tonight. Potential love in the air. Agent Drops, over and out.
Bon Bon seemed unsatisfied. She turned to Lyra.
We can try again later, but that will have to do for now. Maybe Foxtrot or Bravo will hear it. They usually respond to communications. What if no pony shows up to help us?
Lyra asked, biting her lip in concern. Bon Bon whimpered.
Then I guess you and I might have to fight a changeling on our own. How had they gone from their life in Ponyville to this? Bon Bon almost couldn't believe it.
Whatever happens, Lyra said, reaching her hoof out, we'll be by each other's side, right? Bon Bon reached her hoof out and met Lyra's.
Right.